Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with...
Jason Shear.
And you haven't heard from us in a little while. We took the week off.
My computer was in the...
in the shop, as it were, at the Apple store.
And took much longer than it was supposed to take. We wanted to do a football podcast.
Mailbag.
But I literally got my computer today.
Today. So necessity forced us to take a break, which isn't bad. We did have a death in the family sort of this week, and then the sad, and Papa D's sad, but we're happy that that family member is not suffering anymore, and we are we're gonna move on. Not trying to be a bummer, sorry, but there were things going on, just so you guys know. But it is nice to have a break. This was a good week to have a break because Arizona only had one game this week, so it was also kind of quiet. There was a little football news, but we'll save stuff for the football podcast when we do that early next week. But Arizona is playing the Scum Devils, as it were. It's rivalry week, but it kind of feels different with basketball. But the Sun Devils are tricky.
Is it rivalry week? I don't know. I've had this discussion. Is ASU a rival? The school itself is a rival, but I think if you were to ask most people, Arizona's basketball rival is UCLA.
Yeah, I know. I was saying it kind of tongue-in-cheek a little bit. You know, Tempe Normal. My dad absolutely hates ASU. So, I mean, it is the game.
And something I'm actually, we'll get to this next year, but something like, who's Arizona's Big 12 rival?
I don't know. It's going to be, it's
in
weird.
Basketball. Like, who
next year's going to be a whole new world of like learning all of this, because there's going to be a fan base duel. Like, there'll be a fan base that pisses off Arizona where we'll all hate them forever. You know, that's just how Arizona fans are.
Like, the easy answer is Kansas, but is Arizona rivals to Kansas? Like, It's very interesting to me.
Okay. Well, stop being...
You see, Shelby, when I was born in Big 12 country, Beverly Hills, California.
Okay. Before we begin, we do have a message from our sponsor, because it's a basketball podcast. Our daily spending choices greatly impact our lifestyle, what we can do and where we can go, like catching a big game at McHale Center versus Tempe Normal. Make your plan to enjoy the special moments. At Longview Insurance and Investments, we can help you learn how to make smart financial choices for the future, balancing both work and play. Visit our website at www.longviewinsuranceandinvestments.com to learn more. Excuse me, can you not sniffle when I'm doing the
I like how you're mad at my sniffle, but not the fact that the dog's ass is literally an inch from your face.
There's literally a dog right in my face right now as we're talking, which I find not bothersome at all. Anyway,
I like games. I like weeks with two games. This one game stuff.
It is weird.
And it's weird because we got it again soon. It's just weird. I don't like it.
He needs to be busy.
I don't like it.
He's had issues this week of just going, wow, I can just sit here and relax for 1 second.
Dude, I started playing Fortnite.
The
girls started getting me into
awful
Fortnite.
At this first couple games of Fortnite. It was embarrassing. Considering our oldest daughter is terrible at it, and she still was doing better. So he has improved over the last 3 days. So he's gained some momentum back. Before we begin again, I wanted to do a couple little shout-outs because we have been selling our mug. You know, our first run has sold out officially. I can always order more. But we've had some really awesome people that we have met in person to pick up mugs. Ricky Garrett, you still need to get your mug from me. But we met Philip Taylor at Crossroads Park came to pick his up. Thank you so much. Donna Monroe bought two. Edward Bino Sanchez bought one for Angie. Lisa Skulski bought a couple. And obviously my buddy Matt, who just got his and got put in the mail today. So anyway, the point is, we really appreciate it. We're just toe dipping into merch.
Did we do a podcast with my guy Ray?
Oh yeah, and Ray bought one too. We met him. Sorry, Ray.
The nicest.
Back the A, Ray.
Yeah, and his son is the
and
coolest
his
kid.
Son is so adorable. We love him. So we're very grateful. I don't think I missed anybody. We gave one to your mom. You have a mug. Yeah. We have a couple
for promo uses,
but. Anyway, if anyone's interested, you can always message me on Twitter.
Twitter.
But, you know, today was also a big day for Arizona sports because I think it was opening.
Baseball won.
Opening day and they won. It was opening day yesterday.
Softball won. Softball.
Softball
is. Considering it has two injured pitchers. Shout out to Caitlin Lowe. Big, big win over ranked Arkansas today.
That was awesome.
Shout out to men's tennis who beat Texas today in the ATI.
We know stuff, guys. We actually do follow all Arizona athletes.
Shout out to Dia Barnes. Big dub over Wazoo
today. Women's basketball.
Today.
We got a huge lecture from Brielle about, was it ISIS Bay starting?
Yeah.
It was and Brielle was wrong because Isis did a great job tonight. So it was a great day to be Wildcat today. It's going to be awesome tomorrow because, again, Arizona is playing Ask Who. How big of a game is this for Pac-12 standings / one seed status, Jason?
Well, ASU's not making the tournament unless it wins the Pac-12 title.
I'm so sad for them.
So they're... For them, I mean, it's not,
they're just being a spoiler.
Right. It's all about seeding. For Arizona, so by the time you listen to this, if you're listening to this on Saturday, the CBS, NCAA, whatever it is, the selection preview, which literally means nothing.
Zero value.
I like what's cool about the preview is they do it. They give you this top 16 seeds, and then one of those teams loses within a half an hour after that show, rendering the entire thing moot. But Arizona is going to be a one seed.
Woo-hoo!
In that show. So, and I absolutely believe that if the selection show was tomorrow, Arizona would be a very clear one seed. Now, if they lose to ASU at home, they're no longer a one seed. So for Arizona, it's a big game. Also, when you look at Pac-12 standings, Arizona has a one game lead over one of the hottest teams in the country.
Washington State.
And I want to... Good Lord, Shelby.
Mike, I wanted to say it.
I wanted to shout out Washington State. Kyle Smith. I asked a question a couple weeks ago. Who's the coach of the year, Kyle Smith or Mark Batson? It is now very clearly Kyle Smith. But they have a very interesting schedule because they're home against Stanford. They're at Arizona, which all of a sudden is a big game. They're at ASU. But then they're home their last three games of the year against USC, UCLA, and Washington. Like, they are very much in this Pac-12 race. So that is something to keep an eye on. That Arizona-Washington State game all of a sudden next week is absolutely huge without jumping ahead. So in terms of the Pac-12 standings, every game is a big one for seeding. Every game is a big one, but obviously it is much bigger for Arizona than it is ASU because ASU is out.
Out.
The Pac-12 is stupid, right? Like, Utah was squarely in. Then they're like, you know what? Arizona broke us in triple overtime. They lost to ASU. They lost their last game. They're back out again. Yeah. The Pac-12 is very possibly, we're at the point where it is a two-bid league.
Kind of crazy. What type of team, for anyone that doesn't know, what type of team is ASU?
Glad you asked, Shelby.
Annoying.
A basketball team.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Yes. Okay. Shelby, you need to calm down. Umar said it's all love this week.
As I am talking more about this game, I'm getting more and more hyped.
Like, Umar said it's all love.
No, it's not, Umar. This is war. I almost said the F word, but I stopped myself.
What, four?
This four? Is war.
Four. That's the F word. Anyway, ASU is a weird team.
They're weird.
Now, Tommy said it too, that and there's only one word to really describe them. They are streaky. And Tommy's like, I mean that with respect, but they really are. Like, they're as streaky as it gets. Like, even if you look at their schedule, this is an ASU team, Shelby, that won four in a row, beat Stanford on the road. They swept the Bay Area trip. They beat Utah and Colorado at home. And then they go to Washington, get killed. They come back home. They lose to UCLA by two, but they beat USC by 15, right? Then they lose five in a row with none of those games being close. Not one. Only one of those games was single digit. It was home against Stanford, right? You're like, this team is done. Then they go and they beat Utah after that triple OT game. They come back to home and then they beat the crap out of Oregon State, who's not very good, but whatever. But yeah, I mean, they go from losing five in a row to beating Utah on the road. And I'm partly crediting Arizona for that.
We did all that work.
But ASU on offense is 214th on KenPom, which is bad, but they're 48th on defense, which is good. They're not fast, but they're probably average tempo. Effective field goal percentage is bad at 272. And what's weird is they have a solid defense, but it's opposing teams. It's only 181st in the country. They don't turn the ball over, and they actually force turnovers. They do not rebound in any way, shape, or form. Offensive rebounding, Shelby, they're 353rd in the nation. Defensive rebound, they're 210. I think their rebounding margin is something like minus 7. They're literally one of the worst rebounding teams in the country. They don't shoot threes.
Knocking on wood.
They don't. Let me reframe. They're an average in terms of attempts. They're average in 3-point. They don't hit. They're only shooting 30%. They only shoot 49% from two, which is not good at all. Their free throw percentage is even bad at 335th in the country. But with that being said, again, their 3-point defense is solid. They block a good amount of shots. They steal. They are a very aggressive defense to the point where you can make them pay. But Frankie Collins has had games this season where he's had six steals, four steals, whatever. He's going to break records with the amount of steals he's had because they're very handsy and they're very aggressive. There's a good chance they're going to double the post and swipe at Umar Ballo or whoever's in it. They're going to have to be strong with the ball. They put in some weird lineups to the point where Jose Perez is a 6'5 guard, and he'll play the four. Like, that's just kind of how they are. So, you know, their average height, they're big, but they don't necessarily use it. They don't really use their bench. They're a weird team. They don't pass. It's a lot of do you on offense. It's just, yeah, they're streaky. They're difficult to predict. We could get bad ASU. We could get good ASU. We really don't know, and I'm not even sure what good ASU looks like.
It's like a magic eight ball of we don't know, and it depends on what mood Bobby Hurley's in, honestly. What matchup intrigues you the most?
There's a lot. Now, I'm assuming that – so Jose Perez won't start at the four, but he's going to be at the four. Like, that's their most common lineup is Jose Perez at the four, Jemiah Neal at the three. I am – there's actually a few intriguing matchups. Kylan Boswell and Frankie Collins is the one that really stands out because I just can't see a situation where – if Boswell and Collins are even, I don't see how ASU wins. Like, I think ASU needs the advantage in that matchup. Collins isn't really a big... I mean, he averages 14 points a game. It's not very efficient, but he's a better defender than Kylan. But if he remains inefficient, then, you know, in Arizona kind of ties that matchup. I think they're good. I'll be honest, there's a few that really stick, like Adam Miller on Caleb Love. It's a big one. Adam Miller, I don't think it's very good, but he can go from 0 points to 15 points the next game. And so if Caleb Love doesn't respect him defensively, he'll make him pay. You know, Keyshawn on Jose Perez. Keyshawn has a strength and a size advantage, but what kind of matchup is that? But the one that I really think, if you were to ask me to pick a matchup that may decide things, I would say Collins and Boswell is probably the one I'm actually excited to see.
Okay, sorry, I had to take a sip of
don't
coffee
ever
there.
Do it again.
You caught me off guard. All right, what's the path to victory for both teams? I don't care about ASU. What's the path to victory for Arizona?
Well, I'm going
to
start with ASU.
Whatever.
ASU has to force a ton of turnovers. Mm-hmm. If they don't force turnovers, and they're legitimately good at forcing turnovers. They're 47th in the country at forcing turnovers, and they don't turn the ball over very much. If they lose the turnover battle to Arizona, they probably lost by 25 points. Like, and I'm not exaggerating. They have to win the turnover battle. And they have to be able to score consistently. ASU has these lulls where, you know, they've lost game like that Stanford game, remember, where Stanford outscored them 17-2 mm-hmm. over, like, the last 7 minutes. Like, they will have lulls like that. They have to avoid that. For Arizona, it's real simple. Dominate the glass like you should. They should. This should be a 50-20 type of rebounding game. ASU should absolutely struggle to get any sort of rebounds because even their bigs, Gaffney and Phillips, don't really rebound. Take care of the ball. And then don't make a bad three-point shooting team a good three-point shooting team. ASU is not a good three-point shooting team. Now, we've seen situations where bad three-point shooting teams aren't bad three-point shooting teams. But, you know, it's a don't make them better than they are on offense. They are not – I've watched every ASU game this season. They are not a good offensive team. Do not make them look like a good offensive team. And I think a lot of times with ASU and teams that are streaky, you know, it would be beneficial if – and obviously it's beneficial every game. But if Arizona has, you know, their foot on the throat, like, do it. End the game early. Like, end the game.
Foot on the throttle?
Yeah, it's no throat.
Oh, okay.
End the game. Yeah, you put their foot on the throat. You never heard that?
Well, I have, but in different circumstances. I've never heard that before. I've heard foot on the throttle.
Throat. Put your foot on their throat.
Okay.
Maybe that's just me. I'm a little kinky.
Yeah.
I'm Googling it now, so you can tell.
Oh, like how you're gonna justify it with Google?
Well, no, I'm gonna show you. Yeah. Foot on your neck. Foot on your throat when you exert dominance, control, or power. I'll show you later. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like end the game early. Right, like if you're better, don't do this hanging around shit because weird stuff happens and before you know it, a dude's hitting a goddamn 75-foot shot at the buzzer and you lost and Danny Hurley's doing crotch shots to the fans, you know?
Yeah, and I threw our ottoman.
Yeah, so end it. End it early.
I am looking forward to Bobby Hurley maybe getting a tech because he gets so frustrated.
I am giving
with the zone of zoo.
I'm going to put it in percentages. I think there is a 68% chance. No, we'll go 70-30 that Bobby gets a tech.
Okay, perfect. I love 70-30.
It. 70-30.
Just like Mikhail being so loud and aggravating.
Yeah.
And hopefully some just jerky in a good way Arizona fan right behind him just heckling the whole time. Like that's going to get Bobby into that peak lather. To get a tech. It'll be amazing.
You're amazing.
Thanks, babe. Remind the people what time this game is at on
Yeah,
Saturday.
A lot of people are asking. It's 7:30 on FS1.
Oh, no.
It's on FS1. No, the announced crew's fine.
Yeah, but the camera angles suck. FS1 has awful
No, but
camera
the,
angles.
The camera angles is because in Big East, it depends on the arena. Like, if you watch a game at Baylor, it looks like it's being... It depends on the arena. Mikhail camera angles should always be pretty good.
I don't know. I've always had issues with FS1 broadcast.
A Mulebox on it, and then I don't remember the other guy. He followed me on Twitter and liked one of my posts, though, so shout out to him.
Oh, you're so famous.
I forget his name. But
Before we get to the last question, I was telling you at dinner, but I had a big meeting yesterday for my real job. You know, if you guys don't know, I don't do this for a living. And I had a group of people, like, of all these other different Parks and Rec departments meeting, and we were standing there, and someone's like, yeah, Shelby, does your husband, like, do sports stuff for Arizona? Because they're from Phoenix. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, is he, like, a host of a podcast? And I said, actually, I'm the host of the podcast. Jason's the co-host of the podcast. But apparently his director's a fan. So if you're listening to this, director, I believe, of one of these Parks and Rec departments, we salute you. Are you ready for the final question?
I've always been ready, Shelby.
Final question, Jason. As per usual for these kind of preview podcasts, what is your prediction?
I'm glad you asked, Shelby.
I'm glad I asked.
90-69 Arizona.
Damn it, you took mine.
Yeah, you always
do. I have never picked 69. Okay. I was gonna do that tonight.
Oh my god. Did you hear what you just fucking said? Well, everyone have a good pot. Yeah, you just realized what you said. I'm flustered now. Anyway, I just don't think ASU matches up with Arizona at all. Like, I don't. The spread is 18, and I know that's a lot for a rivalry game, but I think Arizona can make ASU quit if it does what I said and gets up pretty big early. I know ASU plays hard. I actually respect the effort they give for Hurley. I think they give a ton of effort for Hurley, but at the end of the day, it's just a bad matchup. They don't have anyone that can really guard Umar. You know, Arizona could go
small.
What
about Pella?
Well,
you haven't mentioned my Pella this whole time.
Yeah,
how I feel about Pella.
Yeah, Jemiah Neal, that matchup will be interesting. But Arizona can go small if it needs to. Jose Perez at the four, it can match that with Pella or with Keyshawn. It could go super small and play the Bradley, Caleb Love, Boswell. KJ Lewis is going to have it's a really bad matchup.
I don't think that I don't it makes me nervous that the spread is like what was it 18 and a half at one point today.
Yeah,
I don't think that it's going to be that.
It is current. I just picked 21. So it is.
I don't
I've literally
know.
Never been wrong in my entire life.
That's not true.
The spread now, Shelby, mm-hmm. please stop screaming at me, is 18 and a half.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm going to say, you did 90.
Mm-hmm. 90-69 for all the ladies.
Wow. I'm going to say.
Everybody.
I'm going to say 92-75.
All right.
What the heck? Who cares? I wouldn't be surprised if this was almost a 100-point game. That'd be kind of cool.
Merci.
Because ASU, no mercy.
My boy Christian Coloco is in attendance. We will have, he's going to the Ring of Honor. We will have the opportunity to interview him as well and check on his health. I know that's at the forefront of a lot of people's minds. So hopefully we can get some details and catch up with him and all that.
Awesome. Well, it feels good to do the podcast again because it feels like it's been forever since the last one. I would like to point out that our quietest dog, Brody, if you can hear that squeaking in the background, that's him playing with his toy. He's been running through the house the entire podcast, just throwing it around, making noise, and just generally being rowdy. You may not have heard all of the craziness that he did, but shout out to Brody. And we'll have a post-game podcast after ASU. Probably late, like usual. That's okay.
If Arizona somehow loses, we will not have a post-game.
If Arizona loses, you won't hear from us for another week at least. Maybe. I don't know. I do want to do a football / mailbag podcast next week for sure. And that's about it. I think we're good. Do you have any last thoughts before we do the thing?
No.
No?
I like you.
I like you. And I love you. It was Valentine's Day this week. I hope everybody had a good Valentine's. Like, kind of weird on Wednesday, but that's okay. And until the next time we talk, no matter where you are, no matter what you do, you can always bear down.
Bear down. Shelby wanted to go to this game, but I told her she wasn't allowed to. We keep her, when they play ASU in basketball and football, we keep her in a little container, so to speak.
That's just for everyone else's safety.
It's there's a toilet in there and then 30 White Claws, and that's it.
And it's glorious. Bear down.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.